This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tesla stock closed down 12% yesterday after profits for the last quarter and production guidance for the coming quarters was less than dazzling. Plus, CEO Elon Musk suggested Chinese electric car companies are going to eat everyone's lunch if the U.S. industry does not get federal protection. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Tesla had a rough 2023, missing its sales targets despite discounting, which also lowered its profit margins. But there were two remarks from Elon Musk during an analyst call on Wednesday that got the most attention. The first was a prepared remark.
Tesla is currently between two major growth waves.
Okay, so when's the next one? Musk couldn't say. It depended on when the company could produce a planned, cheaper electric vehicle. Maybe sometime late next year, he said. The second comment, off the cuff, came in response to a question about competition from Chinese automakers, particularly China's biggest EV maker, BYD, which has its sights set on the North American market.
The Chinese car companies are the most competitive car companies in the world. Frankly, I think if there are not trade barriers established, they will pretty much demolish most other car companies in the world.
Wall Street was unimpressed, apparently confirming existing worries among some, at least, that Tesla may be starting to look less like a tech company and more like a typical automaker with cyclical ups and downs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Tesla shares, again down 12% on Thursday, are up not quite 1% at the moment.